for the podcast.
We're going to go ahead and give it a test.
Why don't you shut up?
Because I'm not sure how Nikki's mic works.
Test. Balls.
Testicles.
Balls.
Test. Okay, that's me.
Balls. Balls.
Sex.
Balls. Stop tapping the fucking mic.
What's the bottom one?
Nikki's the bottom one.
Shut the fuck up.
Fuck it, we're just going to go into the podcast right out of that beautiful entrance.
Which one am I?
The
one that's fucking huge right now.
Are we going?
Yeah, we're live. We are.
Amazing.
We missed the best podcast of our entire history of podcasts. We all missed it.
No, we didn't.
We do.
It's episode 70.
Oh,
which means we...
I should have been on the last podcast.
Hey,
this one.
We had no idea until the last one.
It's 9:06 and my battery's at 69%. We were just talking about podcast 69.
Fuck yeah. What? That means we're all going to... Never mind.
I have 59. The best podcast of our lives was podcast 3. Let's be real.
That was a good one. That was a very good one.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Sorry. Well, I'm going to trust that you're putting it on silent. And in fact, I should do the same because I'm...
Silent.
Go to hell.
Silent.
But I love, like, I can sit silent for 1 hour. Bam! And now my phone's silent for 1 hour.
It's silent.
Unlike iPhones.
Sigh.
Silent.
Night.
Silent. Austin's all sorts of bouncy today.
So,
Austin
topics.
Has a canine distemper.
Topics. I had a really kind of self-embarrassing moment. I was looking at Instagram. And there was this girl that was taking a picture, and she was, like, in her bed or whatever. And I'm looking in the background, and I see her comforter, and she has the same comforter I do.
And because I'm just like, you have a girl comforter.
God damn it. I need a new bed.
Is it a girl comforter?
It is a girl comforter on the other side.
Yeah, I didn't notice.
It's wait a second, I recognize that.
I will send you the link to the comforter I have.
I think it's sad that you were looking at her comforter and not her.
Good point, Zai.
I, in the past, back before Nikki and I were dating, a girl sent
there
me some questionable photos.
Uh-huh.
And,
can I question
was,
about these questionable
who
photos?
Who sent you questionable photos?
You don't know her.
Now
anyway.
I really
not
want
interfering.
To
oh, yeah?
So, she sends me these photos, and her bed was completely barren.
Like, no sheets?
No
like,
sheets.
Like, this motherfucker
no
right here?
No,
he
like,
never
like,
fucking has
like,
sheets
like,
on his bed.
No sheets,
ever.
No mattress
yeah,
pad,
no.
Just bare
Let
blue
me be
mattress.
Clear. I have sheets on my bed, they're just not, like, actually, like, on. It's just sitting on my bed.
Her barren blue mattress was there.
Yeah, and, that's Ben. That's how Ben lives.
And, no, it's not how I live. I just toss and turn a lot. I have to
Did
make
you
my bed every
stop
day.
Talking to her?
Well, at the time, my mom was washing my sheets, but didn't get around to doing it, so my bed was barren as well at that moment. I'm like, hey, my bed looks like that too.
Fucking loser. Wow.
Well, she wasn't good looking.
Oh, well, in that case, good job, Austin.
Like, I did,
that segue.
I didn't want to be like, oh.
Yeah, please don't send me those. I don't want those.
I don't have them, even if I did.
I'd just be like, no sheets on bed, 2 out of 10, would not bang.
Oh, man.
Man, I saw a Paul Blart Mall Cop. Holy shit, was that a bad movie.
Was it really?
You know why
did
it was a bad movie?
I expected it to be bad, and it exceeded my expectations in terribleness.
Joey, you know why it was bad? Because you didn't take me and Riley to go see Cinderella.
No, because it was a sequel. All sequels suck.
Yeah, because the first Paul Blart was just so great.
No, I'm going to be really
probably
upset.
Funnier than that.
Oh, it was. But
are you saying that Avengers is going to be terrible?
Yeah.
There's exceptions. When it comes to comic book
what
movies.
What we're doing on Thursday
sequels
night.
Sequels have plot lines.
Technically, Avengers is like a sequel to all the other movies anyway.
Yeah.
So,
like the first one was.
We're still going on Thursday
I'm
night.
I'm
going to
be really
we're down.
You guys
but like,
are going. Fuck everyone.
And on like opening night, there's going to be like 4,000 people.
Joey, shut the fuck up. It's at 10 o'clock on opening night.
Right. And everybody's going to be there and they're all going to be like talking. Oh my God, it's Iron Man.
Yeah,
look how sexy Captain America is.
I don't go
That's
to movies.
Definitely not what I'm saying. But,
I'm not, not
yeah.
you. Not you. I'm saying all the other 4,000
yeah,
people.
That's why
Thor, Vikings. That, and,
right.
I don't go to movies on opening night because there's so many,
Black
like...
Widow.
Fuck opening weekend. Let's do it.
Yeah, exactly. I wait at,
no,
a solid
we're going.
Week.
I'm just saying the Villaggio.
What?
It's a nice shirt you got.
Oh, thank
yeah,
you.
It's a nice
thank
shirt
you. It's a very nice
there.
Shirt I have here.
Didn't mean to derail the entire thing.
Yeah, way to go.
Like, everybody got quiet. I'm like, okay.
But, see, you know, the Villaggio, they have recliner seats.
Hey,
there's only
you
like
know
I've
what?
Never been.
Really? You were missing out. There's only, like, 40 seats in the whole theater. You have very
that
cute waitresses
very...
that come and offer you food and drinks and popcorn.
Overpriced food that isn't even that great.
I mean, if you give them the tip.
All you had was the mozzarella sticks. That's for shit. I don't really like mozzarella sticks. But their pasta, their chicken parmesan.
Yo, you don't eat shit.
Fucking phenomenal.
You don't eat anything.
You had one item there. I've had like half the menu.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you request that they don't put all the stuff on it?
No, I just kind of scrape it off and put it to the
side. That's what I thought.
But it's delicious. And my dad, he likes it too. And he doesn't scrape the shit off because he'll eat anything.
Yeah. I'll be the food critic.
Yeah, you can. Sai can be the food critic.
So, yeah, on Friday,
yeah,
I kind of puked over everything I love.
What?
Wow, oh Nikki, my
you
god!
Tell us about this experience.
I had to clean puke off of my gun. Off of my gun.
Yeah.
I had to watch him clean puke off of everything.
Were you trying to deep throat your gun again?
Sounds like a suicide thing. Sounds like a suicidal thing. I'm going to kill myself. Anyways.
Not suicidal, just really into guns. Okay.
So, if any relatives are listening to this, I suggest you stop listening.
Now.
Right now.
So, at my work, we had, like, some bowling type thing at Splitsville. I don't know if y'all have been there.
Yep.
Nope.
You haven't? They don't mess around on the drinks. This is connected.
I was looking if the padding was on.
Okay. So, yeah. They don't mess around on the drinks.
I wish we had a camera in here just to see Joey do weird shit during the podcast.
So,
making fun of Joey doing weird shit at the podcast.
Fucking snaking around all the mics.
We got a few free drinks and stuff, and I didn't eat anything that day. So I had a couple Long Island iced teas. Back to back. Yes, iced teas.
Damn!
But yeah, so...
Where's this place at?
Channel side.
We can walk there.
Let's go.
So, no, it's very expensive.
I know. I've heard. That's why I haven't been.
So yeah, after like two games of bowling, and they ended up bringing out food. Like, all the food on their menu, they brought out for free for us. It's free for me, but not for my boss.
Free food!
So I had like pizza, mozzarella sticks, really, really, really good chicken. Like, if you ever go there, get the chicken.
Now.
So, and I just ate all this different stuff. So I drank alcohol, then ate all this stuff, and then drank another Long Island iced tea. That's three Long Island iced teas, and I'm lactose intolerant. So,
are you eating like cheese?
Yeah, cheese pizza, cheese sticks, fries.
You're so smart, Austin.
So,
cheese.
I was just downing a gallon of cheese.
I was feeling
liquid
bloated.
Cheese.
I get carpooled back to the office, and no one's in there. I end up taking a dump in the office when no one's there, which was a weird feeling.
Okay. I bet.
Okay. Yeah, and then, you weren't even getting paid.
I wouldn't be the guy. I would be the guy who uses the restroom in the morning. Like, with your scent still lingering in there, just festering for 12 hours.
That's throw Chris under the bus, but that's what Chris does. Yeah. He'll wait to take a shit to go to work so he can shit at work.
Solid
plan. You get paid to take a shit.
Would you say it's a solid plan?
That's what I do. No, when I worked at World of Beer, I would go into...
Where you currently work.
I would clock in and then go take a shit. And then I would go into the kitchen and be like, hey, guys.
Dude, I'm pretty sure that's what everyone did when I worked at the restaurant. They would, like, clock in.
I think that's
a
big
thing.
And they would get dressed. I think that's a big thing with waitresses
and
waiters.
I think they were just shitting.
That's what I do at work. Whenever I get sick of working on cars, like, I'll be mid-car. I'm like, fuck this. I'm going to go take a shit.
Maybe the Applebee's waiters are like, you know what? I'm going to piss over all the seats.
Oh, that would make so much sense. Rather than people just, like, not knowing how to pee. People maliciously saying, you know what, fuck these customers, I'm going to pee all over the place, actually makes some sense.
That does make sense.
No, the place I'm stuck at now, it smells like shit constantly, so it's like, I already sent you my rating on it.
We did get bathroom ratings.
Well,
it was awful.
To continue my story, so I'm taking a dump at work, and I'm like, okay, maybe that'll make me feel better.
No.
So now I get out, get in my Jeep, hop onto the interstate, driving towards my apartment, which is like, now 40 minutes away, and I'm like, I don't feel good. I'm like in a third person perspective. Like, I feel so bloated. I'm trying to sit up straight so like I don't feel like I'm gonna puke. And I'm like, okay, I'm gonna stop at Nikki's house, which is like on the way. And as I'm about to get to that exit, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna puke. Like Shadow Con puke.
Why?
While driving.
Didn't you like open a window or something?
I was driving 70 miles an hour.
So why?
Puke on the cars behind you.
You'll probably get some puke in your car, but the majority of it will be out of the window.
It would have gone into the back window and then
roll up the back and just be like, As you're rolling up the back window, you can throw up.
So yeah, I puked. I'm like, oh, I puked again. And then again, I puked three times. And I sat in that puke driving to Nikki's house.
And you still went to Nikki's house.
I wasn't going to go to my apartment complex.
Like, Nikki, I fucked up. You need to come outside. I need to shop back right now. I'm like, so, what did you do? He's like, it's everywhere.
So here's a question.
Why was your gun out?
Oh, I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah! Let's go! No, I can't believe I took a shit in my office.
Instead of puking out the window, he's waving the gun around.
That's his way of like telling everyone to stay back, I gotta puke!
No, I have my gun in a somewhat accessible location since it's completely legal to do that. And the holster it's in is open. So it got into the holster.
Bet you're regretting that decision now.
Well, for some godforsaken reason, y'all were exploding the group chat around that time. So I took my phone out of the pocket. Out of my pocket. I'm like, I don't feel good. This phone's bothering me. I'm going to put it in my seat. My phone was saved. Oh.
Hey, well, the good news is you've got IP67. It's vomit proof.
I said the P's for puke. That's what I told Nikki. But anyway, so yeah, I drive to Nikki's stop over there. I'm like, I'm going to regret this because Nikki lives in a somewhat nice neighborhood. And
now you have a vomit covered
people
Jeep.
Are walking their dogs. Okay, it's still light outside.
Throw up on the dog.
No, but people are walking their dogs. And like, I'm covered in vomit. My jeans are like covered. Okay. And
I got naked.
I got out of my Jeep. And I can't turn around because they're walking their fucking dogs right behind me. Still like 10 naked. Feet behind me. And and then this some little kid is running into Nikki's yard, touching a tree that's like 5 feet away from me. I'm like, go the fuck away, kid. Go away. Go.
Throw up on
and
the kid.
And her mom comes up and pulls the kid away. I'm like, please don't ask me what's going on. So yeah, I was
bitten by a zombie.
So yeah, I ended up cleaning that up.
It doesn't look like a zombie bite, trust me.
Yeah, it was everywhere. I should have taken a picture.
What color was it? About
it? It was like your typical skin colored.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, skin color.
Oh, although, like camouflage for although African Americans.
So
although I did puke out black bile, so I don't know what that's
or fucking gross.
Camouflage for the white people.
That's all the Dr. Pepper you drink?
Yeah, depending where you're
convinced.
It wasn't black bile, it was actually just Dr. Pepper.
Well, there was a lot of chicken. Because I like that chicken so much.
Concentrated.
It was probably undercooked chicken or something that made you do that.
Or maybe it was because he ate a gallon of fucking cheese.
Well, no, because I was talking to my coworker. I'm like, hey, did you get sick from all the food? And he goes, no. And blah, blah, blah. I'm telling him what happened. Like, I got really sick when I was in my Jeep, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, oh, man, well, that chicken's really, really good. Or he said the chicken is good because he took some home and was eating it as I was telling him that I was puked all in my car.
Okay.
And he still ate it.
Okay.
Good for him.
On the subject that I won't want to puke at dinner later, I started watching Red vs. Blue.
No one cares.
Yeah. I'm going to backtrack and go back on the puking subject.
I binge-watched all 13 seasons since last podcast.
Oh, my God.
I binged and purge-watched while driving my Jeep.
I was watching from where we left off.
Well, we started at, what, season 9?
Yeah.
And then, so you're on season...
I'm on season 11 now, I think.
I ship you.
So I watched all of season 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12 since we were at your house.
We're not talking about Carolina and York. Not.
I'm York in real life.
I will fucking cry. I will start.
Why the fuck did everybody just start looking at me? I have no idea what's going on.
You got that look of concern, and we wanted to make sure.
Yeah, because I have no idea what's going on. Spoiler
alert! York dies.
Who's York? I don't watch Red versus Blue, guys.
Like the Mints.
Season 4.
The Mints.
No, he does.
Yeah, York Mints.
It was in mid season.
Okay, I get it now.
Which was during season 4, right? Season 4 DVD.
I'll show you Pepper.
It was
Patty.
After season 4, before season 5.
Okay.
There's a lot of cross conversations going
on. Yeah, this is a 5-people podcast. That's what's up.
Man, if the Spartan armor wasn't such a pain in the ass to make, I'd totally make one of Carolina.
Like, it's a pain in the ass because you actually have to put it up your butt.
Yeah! No.
What?
Yeah, they have like a bag that collects your shit, and you have to shove it up your butt first.
Oh.
Yeah, no.
It's kind of like, you know how diamonds are made with a lot of pressure?
It's like an anal catheter.
Well, but they also have your butt is also giving that pressure.
They do have a catheter in the real sense.
Why don't we have a camera so I can look directly into the camera like in the office? Like,
because we're supposed to be looking at each other and like communicating as friends.
Yeah, but still, I just need to look into the camera like, fuck these guys. I hate them.
So ESO was fun.
Yeah, go ESO.
What's ESO?
Elder Scrolls Online.
It's out?
I know.
It's not out for consoles yet. It's coming out next month on the 9th. I think. Or the month after that.
June. June. No, June. Yeah.
June. Hey, June 6th. Everybody's going to be in Clearwater.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
And then June 15th, we're going to be in Metricon.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's the next June 15th?
Week. Yeah, it's a week after June 6th.
Breaking. Well, hey, I got my job back at World of Beer, so I'll have money and go.
Hey, breaking news. Me and Joey are company owners again.
Yeah. Nice. Okay, that happened since last podcast. We got websites and shit and t-shirts and flyers and nice. Big banner things that you hang places.
We're fucking awesome.
Yeah. More people like asking, like, hey, how do I sign up for that?
Oh my God.
What?
You need to name the line of clothes Awesome Wear.
We already came up with that like six years ago. I was still like around in the company when that was going.
How old was the company when we came up with that idea?
When did we found
it? It was probably 2009, I think.
Yeah.
Sorry,
so it was probably like 2010 that we came up with that idea.
And then we were also talking about a real estate company, also called Awesome Wear.
Wow.
W-H-E-R-E. Debatably a travel company.
Awesome Wear.
And then you could have a tool company, Awesome Wear, which is exactly the same as the original title. Yeah.
Oh, that's okay. God. It's the hardware brand too. Awesome.
Awesome Depot.
Awesome Depot.
Homo Depot.
Yeah, I don't know if I've told this story on the podcast, but I guess when my dad was in high school, when Home Depot was still a new thing, because my dad's old, he wore a Home Depot shirt to school one time, and he got kicked out and sent home because his shirt said "pot" on it.
Home Depot.
Despite the fact that "depot" is an English word that you know
has existed for hundreds
existed
of years.
Long before Home Depot was a thing.
Dude,
he got. Suspended or whatever for wearing a shirt that said
"pop"
to school.
Really hilarious because what I remember of high school that has been almost 5 years now. Everyone would wear fucking pot shirts and stupid shit all the time.
I don't think anybody at my school wore pot shirts. Yeah, I don't really pay attention to things like that.
And canvas socks too.
Yeah, those are
those are very popular.
What?
Yeah,
weed socks.
Like weed leaves on them.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
Fucking stupid.
I saw somebody get a.
Why are you looking at me?
A tattoo of like.
I think you have some.
I don't. I have bacon socks.
I have bacon socks too.
Oh man, I want bacon socks.
Yeah, Target, $4 for a pair.
Mm-hmm. Fuck yeah, guys, we're going to Target before.
And they are comfy fucking socks.
They are. They're really black socks.
I just want bacon
on the sides.
Yeah, I want socks actually made out of bacon.
And then you just eat your socks that have been on your feet.
No, it's like be good for people
like
bacon.
That would be good for people like feet fetishes, like insects. You could just eat bacon off their feet while you're fucking
their foot.
It's kind of like gummy underwear,
and then you throw up on bacon.
Those are awesome. Goddamn, inside.
So are we going to where are we going after this?
Fridays
is the new spot.
Why don't we go to Tuesdays?
What?
Shut up!
Get out.
There's a place called Fat Tuesdays, or is that a beer?
There's also
Ruby Tuesdays.
Fat Tuesdays a beer then? No, it's Fat.
I think
Tire.
Fat Tuesday's a holiday.
Fat Tire is a beer.
Fat Tire is a beer. I think Fat Tuesday's
a holiday. Fat Tuesday's a holiday.
Maybe I had a Fat Tire.
It's my
Tuesday.
Favorite holiday.
I don't know what's going on anymore. I give up.
But Friday is the new place to go. We know the waiter there. I forget his name.
Oh, it's a he.
It's Jean Claude or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, the black person name.
It's a black guy with a name from Louisiana.
Black person name. Jean Claude is not a black person name.
Yes, it is.
Name.
From
you
Louisiana.
Hear the way he says it. The way he
from
says
Louisiana.
It is totally black.
Let's Jean just Cloud. Name drop.
Yes,
yes.
Jean Claude.
Yeah, I'm all for name dropping.
Ask if he can do the splits between two chairs.
No,
Joey,
no way.
You're gonna have to delete that.
What'd you just
Jean
say?
Jean Claude Van Damme. Get it? Splits between two chairs. What happened? What did I miss?
Austin said something that Joey's gonna have to delete later.
I want to know. Now we gotta say it.
You can bleep it out again.
You'll hear it. You'll hear it.
No, I gotta know now. All right, and that's the third time a seagull hit me in the crotch. I already used that one. Goddammit.
So that's why I hit the nut in the crotch with fire. What was it?
So
see, I was the one I fucked up last week too.
God damn it.
Let's see. What was the ones we used to do?
You just have to do the Kingsman speech.
And at that point, I didn't care if she was a nun. I let her have it. That's what I wanted.
No. What was the one where you punched them? There was one where you punched them, too.
So I hit her in the crotch with a frozen turkey?
No. That was one. Punch. Well, that was one.
Yeah, no. It was.
Out the window.
And at that point, I didn't care if she was a nun. I slapped that bitch in the face. That's what it was.
That's what it was. You're right.
But we changed it to I let her have it. Because
slapping nuns in the face is not okay?
It's probably not.
Yeah. And so I said, what spaghetti?
That was such a sitcom laugh.
That's what it's supposed to be.
We do that.
Or the other one was...
Well, it was
I told the man at that
good.
Point, toilet seat or no toilet seat? I still wanted the cheesecake.
Yeah, that's a good one too.
I want cheesecake. That sounds delicious.
What if it doesn't come with a toilet seat?
What if it's served on a toilet seat?
Oh, that'd be perfect.
One from Applebee's specifically.
Oh God! It's lemon flavored.
I just threw up on the podcast.
I really want a drone for my GoPro, But they're like expensive.
You know what I want for my GoPro?
That fly?
Yeah.
A GoPro. Because we saw one of those at a...
No, what I want no, no, a Sam Fest.
Not the ones that fly.
Well, they had a drone.
With GoPro on it.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, not the ones that fly. The one that goes...
I don't get it.
A drone, what? Like droning.
Droning.
No. Go down. Like it's a moat, but drone. Never.
No. Got nothing.
Is that like moaning while you're drowning?
What about a droid?
You sound like turkeys having sex.
How do you know what turkeys having sex sounds like?
It's a long story.
Turkey rape?
I don't want to get into it.
I'm contributing to grape culture. Making wine.
To grape culture?
Grape culture. I'm making wine. Did it culture in grapes?
God damn it.
I want to grape you.
So speaking of...
I just want to take you out for wine. That's what
that is. Speaking of guys like being mean to girls and stuff. Or just being,
You made my daily life with Austin.
There was that one kid on the stream.
My daily life,
man. That one kid on the stream was a fucking retard.
He was asking if everybody was a girl.
Yeah, like everybody in the chat or whatever was like, "Hey, Mega Man, you a girl?"
Mega Man is actually a guy I work with.
When was this?
Last Saturday.
We were world.
Fourth place world champions. Way to go, guys!
What place?
12
out of 40.
Hey, it's better than what American. I got.
What'd you get?
I didn't.
That's true. You didn't even place.
It's better than the last time I went to Worlds. I got, 38th out of 40?
It was 40? Third from last.
Third from last.
38 out of 41.
Jesus Christ. Jesus, Austin. I sleep there, damn it.
Your head's down here.
Oh, yeah, sometimes I turn around in my sleep.
We were only 12th out of the 40 Americans.
God damn it.
We were like 15th out of 70.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's still not bad.
Joey.
That was a lot of farting.
Nikki always says my name, like, accusing me of farting all over the place. Like, it's my fault that that's happening.
No, it's your fault that you're not doing anything. Austin, you should hit him with something.
He doesn't belong to Joey. I had potato chips.
You eat him. Eat him.
So, so speaking of that Mega Man friend of mine, he has a Mega Man fan page on Facebook, which I was invited to. And,
I'm listening, Austin. Go ahead.
Fuck it. This is the multi-topic podcast. I'll do like ear and ear. So just one conversation in the right ear, one in the left, and you can take out the earbuds depending what you want.
If you want to listen to the interesting conversation, listen to the right ear.
Now switch.
If you want to listen to Nikki, left.
Can we just like solo Nikki out?
She's on the third channel. You have to have a special like
surround sound.
Yeah, surround sound in the back left speaker. Seriously, though, stop bouncing.
I can't!
You're making me nervous.
I'm
gonna throw up.
Anyways, so speaking of that Mega Man guy, he has a Mega Man fan page that I was invited to, and he asked me to share a link on the Mega Man fan page so he and his other friends can see it. Understandable. Well, I shared it, and he came on, obviously, and then after this stream, I commented, I'm like, hey guys, thanks for checking us out, blah, 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 we do this every time, blah, 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 and we play various games, not just this. And some random guy came on. He's like, hey, I don't want to be that guy, but this has nothing to do with Mega Man at all. Posting this?
No.
And I'm like, well, another member asked me to. In fact, not only another member, but it was the guy who created the damn group.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you therefore have permission.
Why was I not invited to this Mega Man group?
If you have to say, I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah, just don't be that guy.
I can.
I don't want to be that guy. You're automatically that guy. You just basically said, I'm that guy.
I'm an asshole.
But don't say that I'm that guy.
Yeah.
It's like a girl telling you she's not crazy.
Ooh.
Like, if she has to say that,
I totally
automatically
admit that
means
I'm
she's crazy.
Like, I'm bad shit crazy.
Also bad sign. If they bring up the topic crazy at all, bad sign.
If they say the word crazy, bad sign. If they speak, bad sign.
Unless spoken to.
Unless, correct.
Good point.
If they have
opinions. I think that's in the Bible. Pretty sure that's in the Bible, therefore fact.
You bitches want to fight? I'll kick your asses.
Hey,
no one went to you.
I'm sorry, Nikki. I love you. Don't hit
me. Okay, you're going to go against three of us. Joey will crawl in a corner and cry.
I'm going to fucking Montu kick your asses.
Rest in peace,
Monty. Damn it! What the hell is that?
I was going to say a really mean thing, but then
he's
like...
Monty. He's the guy who animated Hey Lloyd, Red vs. Blue, Ruby.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know those really...
The background
amazing
you had
fight
for
scenes
yeah,
that was with for mostly him. Female characters. Like,
yeah, those really awesome scenes where like they're doing those crazy stuff that you don't see in the normal Halo game. That was
like
him.
When Wash gets hit by a car that
Remember
Griff
when
is driving.
Tex kicked ass, like beat up all the Reds and kept hitting Griff in the dick?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was all money.
Oh, that's where that joke came from.
What?
I got to the part where they came to all the clones, and she was, like, ready to hit him in the dick.
Yeah, yeah. That was from that one, and that's also, that episode is where Protect Me Cone came from.
That's my only episode that I've seen, because Ben has played that episode, like, 100 times.
It's the best episode ever of all time.
And I'm like, fucking A.
What?
Which one?
This one goes to 11.
Being with death with his own skull. That doesn't seem humanly possible. That's what he said. That doesn't seem humanly possible.
Throwback to season 2. Season 1. That was season 1. That was like episode 9.
Well, to be fair, season 1 was like 100 episodes, wasn't it?
No.
It was like 20 episodes. Okay. Seasons 1 through 5 was 100 episodes.
Okay. Well, in my mind, I was just imagining that as just like one big season.
Yeah.
Gotcha. No, it was
'cause it wrapped up as season 100 or episode 100.
Yeah. But
your mom wrapped up.
But yeah, that scene was like episode 9. Now we're on like probably 250 or something episodes. Crazy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool story, guys.
I know. It's great.
We tell it at parties.
Because
we throw the best parties.
As well you should.
But only if we were invited to the party. We don't get invited to parties.
We throw parties and we're still not invited to them.
I wasn't invited to my own party.
I got kicked out of my own party. It sucked.
I can see that happening.
They trashed my house.
A whole bunch of people come in like, who the fuck are you guys? Get out. We're like, we started the party.
This is my house. What do you mean get out?
Get out, nerds.
When Ben and I get married, we're going to get kicked out of our own wedding.
Yeah. It's
like, what?
Oh my god. Is that okay? Yes.
Jean Grey.
Fuck Jean Grey.
No, I'm Rogue.
That's what I meant, yeah.
What? Who?
Rogue. I remind them of Rogue because of the color of my hair now.
Either that, you're that one person, or you're that one person with that disease.
I was just gonna say that. Please do it.
I was gonna say Anna from Frozen.
Fuck off.
She only has one streak.
Yeah, Ben only has one streak.
Rogue has
Anna streaks.
What? Yeah, but that's like a wide streak compared.
Let
to
it go.
Let it go.
The cold never bothered me anyway.
If you part it down the middle,
that song
could
totally be about streaking. Oh man.
What?
Oh my god.
Stop. We want another side conversation. All right.
Stop eavesdropping.
Shut up. Ben just needs to be a male Rogue. Please do that.
You could be a female Rogue, too, if you shaved.
Fuck you.
Did you?
No, you have to have, like, the beard and everything.
Sigh. What?
But I'd have to dye my beard, too, because the rest of my hair is black now. And my beard is red as shit.
And then you could also, at the same time, do a Billy Mays cosplay.
Well, if it was red as shit and you just had the blonde to one side, you could be Anna. If you kept everything blonde.
Or I can dye the streak red.
Or you can just leave the streak the way the fuck it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, leave it alone.
Or.
I want to dye it different colors.
No.
You or. Leave it the way it is. We could all wear lab coats.
Yes.
Dye it gray.
Why did you do that?
Yes.
Why did you do that?
Why did I dye it? Because my team's name is gold and I figure this is the one last thing I can do to piss my coach off before I retire.
Liked it instead?
Yeah, everyone ended up liking it. Because he basically told everyone, all the boys have to shave, the boys can't dye their hair. This, that, and the other thing. So the first thing I do as soon as I hear that is I go to the fucking my hairstylist and go get my hair dyed.
It's a true story.
It looks very lovely.
Because the whole thing was that I loved my beard and I did not want to shave it. And I grew it out for like months and months and months. And I had to shave it for competition. So to get back at him, I just decided that I was going to do everything he told me not to do.
That's kind of what I did for graduation. My mom's like, you're not fucking dyeing your hair. I'm like, I'm sorry, what? It's blue now.
Okay, I resorted to emailing my bosses, explaining things via magic. Like, yeah, I fixed this problem with magic. And this other problem I found, yeah, the solution was, in fact,
magic.
And that last problem was actually witchcraft. But, you know.
It's close enough for magic.
But we fixed it with magic.
Yes. We fixed the witchcraft with magic. And a little bit of voodoo on the side.
Or you should have gotten, like, oddly specific about what kind of magic you used.
And at this point, I ran out of mana. I had to go to the store.
Yeah.
And by the store, I mean alcohol. I mean cough medicine.
Did anybody see the...
And by cough medicine, I mean mana potions.
Did anybody see the meme and it was like, maybe we all have... It was the Keanu Reeves meme. It said, maybe we all have magic. Maybe we all have magic powers. We're just out of mana or something like that.
Oh my god.
We just don't have any mana left. Oh. I was like, mind blown.
Didn't think about that one.
Now... Can you email that? Like when your boss is like ask you to do something, be like BRB getting mana?
Yes, from now on, my response whenever they say, hey, are you home? The answer is no, I'm out getting mana.
To recharge my magic.
Yeah. No, that would have been great.
Speaking of mana, I'm hungry.
It's been, what, 30 minutes? You're always
actually,
hungry.
You're pretty accurate. It was
dead on, 30 minutes.
Yeah, 30 minutes, 12 seconds.
Damn, good.
I'm hungry.
Shut up.
I can't even see that far.
Shut up.
I just see squiggly lines.
Got a kaleidoscope.
The louder you get, the more squiggles there are. Squiggle.
Squiggle.
Squiggle!
Don't do that.
So we just got all the
we're all just
toilet.
Staring at
counting the time. Should we get like a giant wall clock?
Balls!
Oh my god.
Rest in peace, headphone users.
What are you doing?
It's making gross ass noises.
It's amazing. We hit the 30-second mark and it's like immediately like everybody just goes off the fucking deep end.
30 minutes. Weird noises like making the microphone.
Tapping my dick on the mic.
Who knows with me?
That's been a stream, so everybody unplugs the headphones now.
Everyone, can you imagine if there was like a group of people sitting in an airport all listening to our podcast and this part happens and all you see is like all of these guys go into like seizures?
Or if I sneezed into the microphone. One time me and Ben were live streaming and two people we know were listening or watching the stream in their car. So it was on the thing because, you know, for the most part, we were kind of quiet or whatever. They had it turned up pretty loud. And I guess I sneezed and they almost wrecked at the sheer shock of the loud sound. I get this loud or that loud, but like all caps next to me, God bless you. So, thank you.
That's good. So something similar happened to me on the receiving end. So I was
of a sneeze.
That's weird.
So
how does that work?
I was driving to Texas and we stopped at a Bass Pro Shop and I got some subsonic rounds.
Okay.
And I want to know how they sounded like. So it was like 3 a.m. by the time I was thinking about it. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to look up a YouTube video. And I have my audio hooked up into my Jeep. I play the YouTube video. It's dark out on the video and it's dark out outside. So I'm like, I'm not going to watch the video. I'm just going to listen to it. While I'm driving, mind you. And,
Hey!
So I turn up my volume because I heard him like, okay, and here's this thing right here. And okay. And I got really quiet. I'm like, what the hell? I turned it all the way up. Oh, shit! As I'm driving.
See, they have an excuse. Like, they couldn't know I was sneezing. You were specifically looking at the video that was the sound of a gunshot. And
I know,
was
but everything else was quiet. It's like, okay, here we go. Yeah, I'm going to sneeze. And then just loud. I'm like, oh, God.
Oh, my God. And that's why Austin is no longer on the podcast.
It woke my brother up.
Oh, my God.
You should have just, like, played it off. Like, what are you talking about? I didn't hear anything.
Yeah. You must be dreaming, bro.
Or have you seen the video where, you know, sometimes you'll see a car or a truck being towed backwards?
Yes.
And you have
I
a passenger sit next to you while they're sleeping and you just get up behind it and get kind of close but not super close and then just yell and slam on the brakes at the same time so the person wakes up and all they see
is a truck coming at
them.
You.
Yeah.
I've wanted to do that forever.
Yeah, well, I told you about what my cat did to me.
What'd your cat do?
She was like stretching and I was sitting in my chair and I didn't know she was in there and she like grazed me with her paw. I'm like, what the fuck is that?
And then she like to put her hand on you.
Chill. She like put her paw on my arm. She's like, stop, human, please.
I want a bearded dragon, I've decided.
Yeah, your bearded dragon.
Get a bearded dragon.
Pretty fucking legit.
It is.
I know.
Jordan
she
has
is.
A bearded dragon.
Is it a boy or a girl?
Boy.
Ah, you have a girl. They can breed. I can have
my cousin
babies.
Has a boy. Bearded dragon, boy bearded dragon.
Oh, okay.
My cousin has a boy.
In his face.
Weirdly enough, none of my cousins have kids yet. Although one of my cousins, if you remember, Alex, just got engaged.
Oh, congratulations.
I don't know who that is.
Well, you went to the cosplay with her once?
Where Drink de la Paris was invented? Full of grape soda and magic.
Full of grape soda and magic.
Cosplay, not cosplay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember that far back, guys. Sorry.
Cy barely remembers last week, so...
Nikki's hungry.
That's true too.
Nikki's always hungry.
Nikki.
I'm going to beat you to
you
death with this mic
fight?
Stand.
You'll
lose
go.
Very
I'll
quickly.
I'll kick your ass.
You know, the one people, the only people who can't fight are the ones that tempt you. They're like, I'll kick your ass. And then you really fight them and they're like, I'm so sorry. Because they're broken in like three pieces on the ground. That's Nikki.
That sounds like every
that's
douchebag in
that's
Soho.
That's because, yeah, those people just don't get their ass kicked. So they don't know what it's like.
Yeah.
I don't get my ass kicked because I kick everyone's ass.
Fight me, so
I want to sneeze so I can be like I'm a legend.
Avengers comes out tomorrow.
Yay! We're going tomorrow.
Tomorrow at 12, technically.
No.
Tomorrow at 8. 7, actually.
Well, yeah, but
six when did they start doing
the official release is Friday.
Who cares?
How about fucking Thursday, 2 days before release at 7?
Yeah.
When did those
release
start?
Days are on Fridays.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. Still, it's 7 o'clock on a Thursday. It's not ridiculous. But
we're
I'm not
still
complaining.
Going, what? And Joey's a bitch, so...
I could probably go with you.
Jerry's complaining because we're not going to the Bellagio.
Yeah. And it's opening night.
So we're not going to the Bellagio?
Stop whining.
The Bellagio only has it on, like, Friday and Saturday.
No, they have it on Thursday, but it's at 7 and 8. Austin doesn't get off work till 8.
I don't get off work till 7:30, so...
Yeah.
I'm in the same boat as Austin.
Or we can go Friday, and then it's, like, every 30 minutes.
Where are we going and when are we going?
We're going to AMC. At 10 o'clock.
Which AMC?
Night.
I'll go next week.
You're saying
the
like this I should know.
AMC
I've been at work.
There's three.
What?
What?
Three what?
AMCs.
There are a lot of AMCs.
Shore, there's the Veterans, and then there's the Woodlands, I think.
Yeah, right? Woodlands 20. There's three.
Oh, we're going to the Veterans one.
Okay.
Because...
At what time?
Yeah.
10.
How many times do I have to
stop dying.
I'm going to go next week when it shows at the Bellagio.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I'll go see it again. Fuck it. Yeah.
I'll go see it.
Hey, we'll go see it again.
It's funny because...
Or we could wait...
Bro sandwich my high five. There we go.
Or we could wait one day. It's just one day.
Well, no, because I have to see it with my coworkers, too.
When?
On Friday. Afterward.
Then
you can see it twice.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And we'll go see it.
But I'm saying...
Yeah, or you can bring your coworkers to the Bellagio.
Ooh, is your coworker hot and single?
It's tech support.
Probably not.
All nerds. All nerdy guys. Fat
all
and sweaty.
Fat, nerdy girls, too.
Just like
I'm
Austin.
Fat.
Real fat
yeah,
and
right.
I'm not fat.
I'm fat.
Austin's probably the most attractive person in his office.
No homo.
All the homo.
There are
homos
in there.
I have
so.
A pin that says that.
I don't want to ask around.
I have a shirt that says.
I've had a couple homosexuals like comment on how good I look on a few
butt.
Days, and I feel very awkward about it.
I
don't feel awkward.
Reason,
take
gay,
that shit as a compliment.
Gay guys are super attracted to me for some reason.
Me too. I've been hit on by more gay dudes than I have girls.
That's true. Me too.
Yeah. No, every once in a while, I'll get free food.
I don't know what that feels like.
I get free food. Like at competitions, I get a free $9 sandwich. Yeah.
What?
That happened twice.
Hey, cutie, this one's on me.
Yeah, something like that.
This one's on me.
Like, oh, how much is it? He's like, oh, don't worry about it. Wink.
Every time I go, they're like, hey, it's twice the price, asshole.
It's $24. It says 8. It's $24. Okay.
It's $24 for you.
Oh, okay.
All right, are you ready to go to El Fredo's?
Yes!
Damn, this podcast was like 37 minutes long.
Yes!
You guys have been gone for a long time. The last, 10 podcasts have been 30 minutes. Like, what? Fine, we'll keep going. It's cool.
It's because you guys are boring as fuck.
At least let's hit 45 minutes.
I gotta edit.
Nikki's
hungry. Nikki's always hungry.
I got my job back at World of Beer.
Congratulations.
Yay! That, but they called me and asked me to come back, which was
really?
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. At Worlds, they called him. Well, after we left, we were going to get food. And,
Can I tell a story since it's my story?
Sure, you can tell it, babe. I was just there for it. I lived
my
through it.
My
did you
kitchen
say babe?
Manager.
I lived through it.
Yes. No. My kitchen manager called me and just said, hey, we're hiring new people. And I talked to the manager and said, what about Cy? Would we hire him back? And they basically said yes. So I was like,
basically.
All right, I'll think about it. And then I called him back. I was like, I got some stipulations. All right, if you guys want me back, I want my old payback, and I want more than just a couple days a week.
And every week I want a $10,000 bonus.
Yes.
That's a little out of reach. But, yeah, they accepted everything. And I was like, all right, sweet. So I get my job back.
Cool.
Yay. I'm still stuck at BFE.
What's that?
For my job.
Bumfuck Egypt?
No, I know what that is.
Nikki works with Satan children.
Oh, you still work with children?
I'm sorry.
That's sad. I'm sorry. Speaking of Satan children, I'm not going to say any names, but...
Your daughter? I'm just kidding. I love your daughter.
No. People are over today, and they are the worst children I've ever encountered in my life.
Did you hang them by their feet?
I can't, because they're not mine, and I can't really say anything, because they're not...
But you're a parent.
...related.
Did you hang your own daughter by her
Let's
feet?
Just say I locked my bedroom door, and they were jiggling on my bedroom door trying to get... Because when my daughter's there, they like to come in and play with her, which I don't even like, because I'm like, don't fucking hang out with those kids. Like, these kids are fucking demons. So I'm like,
those are the exact words you procured.
I actually
daughter.
Told her, I was like, we're not going to be hanging out with them anymore, sweetie. They're not nice kids. And she's like,
that's
okay.
That's a much better twist of words.
Okay.
That's exactly what I said.
Honey, they're fucking dicks. Don't talk to them.
But she came into my room. And, like, I was there, and as soon as I got there, the little girl walked right into my room. And then she got on my computer chair and started spinning around, kicking shit. And I'm like, hey, be careful. Don't kick anything. And she purposely started fucking kicking boxes and shit. And I'm like,
I feel like Ben has some deep burning anger to
contribute
to this.
Dude, you have no idea. But I was like, oh my god,
duct tape that kid to the fucking ceiling.
I was about to duct tape her to the chair and fucking roll her down the stairs. But finally, she got out of the room. And as soon as she walked out of the room, I locked the fucking door and shut it behind her. And then I shut my bathroom door because it's actually.
And then he realized that his daughter was outside.
No, she already left with her mom. But so I shut the bathroom door, but my bathroom door doesn't lock from the bedroom. So I hear the door jiggling for like 5 minutes, and I'm like, oh my god. And, like, there's two of them. There's an older girl, which is, like, 10, and then a really young boy, like, maybe 3 or 4. And I hear the little boy screaming at the top of his lungs for at least a solid 5 minutes, and I was trying to take a nap. And then I hear my door jiggling for, like, 5 minutes. I'm like, oh, my God, I can't fucking sleep. So I'm like, fuck this. So I sit up, and I start watching videos on my phone. I'm just sitting there with my headphones and my backpack on. I already had everything packed. I was waiting for you. And I fucking hear my door jiggling, and I'm like, oh, my God, fucking go away. And then it stops, and I'm like, oh, sweet. So I continue watching my video. Lo and behold, the bathroom door fucking swings open and she just stands there and looks at me. And I was like, can you fucking get out? Like, this is my bedroom. That door is locked for a reason. And she goes and slams the door and then walks away. And I was like, what the fuck is wrong with these children? What the fuck happened to fucking teaching your kids manners and respect? Like, holy shit.
Don't open
shit.
The fucking door. It's closed for a reason.
Exactly.
It's not that hard.
And don't jiggle on the fucking locked door like it's going to open magically because I'm like, oh, I locked the door. I'm sorry. I wanted you here. No. The fuck out of here.
Oh my god.
Daddy problems.
Oh my god. I hate kids. And I realized why I hate them so much is because I didn't raise them. Because I raised my kid and she's very respectful, very well behaved for the most part. She does have a little. She's a kid. She has outbreaks.
She is actually
very
well
behaved. She's pretty well behaved.
I was just talking about
I'm a child care professional and your child is well behaved.
Thank you. Because I fucking raised her right. She's getting in her little like stages right now, but
terrible twos stuck and in fours four. Or threes.
She skipped twos and threes, so now she's at four right now. I'm trying to keep it.
From my past experience with children as they grow, the fours are worse than the twos. Everybody's like terrible twos. Fours is when they get like really bitchy. To put it,
they get a little sassy. Yeah, she's getting sassy right now, but I'm putting her in her place. She knows. She's starting to.
She knows. But you don't get sassy with daddy, or get your ass beat.
I'm just hoping that my one daughter, PSA, my contribution to next generation fucking next generation.
Words.
Whatever.
Yeah, the next generation.
I'm hoping that when she grows up, our next generation has a little light of hope, just like, just because of my one daughter.
She's going to be an astronaut.
She is. She's fucking yes. She's going to be something big.
Your daughter's going to be king of the United States. Queen.
Could not.
Queen of the United States.
What if she was like the person who brought down the U.S.? Like, she did something that made the whole country collapse, and she was like the next Hitler.
What like, the fuck,
she
Zoe?
She wasn't
I would be so proud of her.
She wasn't necessarily bad.
I crush your baby.
She was just the leader that brought down America. Good. And she went on to do great and awesome things. She's not the next Hitler. She's the next George Washington.
What if she brought down, like, Russia or China or something where we don't live, where she's an anti-fucking... Hero.
Well, when I die, she's going to take my place as Queen of the United States.
You're Queen of the United States.
Well, obviously, I am the King of the United States, but if I die, it's being passed on to your daughter because I can't trust you as a country.
With our guest. All right,
so we all unanimously agree we can't trust Cy with the country?
No, I don't even trust myself with the country. I don't trust myself with anything.
What about the island?
If somebody hands me a gun, I'm like, please take this back. Oh my god.
Fun fact, Joey owns an island.
On
true,
it.
I definitively own an island because during those earthquakes, I guess an island appeared somewhere out by Nepal or something, and I totally wrote dibs on Reddit. I was the first person to call dibs, therefore the island is mine.
Mm-hmm. Ah, that is true.
International dibs protocol.
Yep.
International dibs protocol. Yep. Got it.
That's how that works.
So now we have an island.
Yeah. Congratulations,
man,
guys.
I want to, like, make your hair so it looks like male rogue. Like, I just want to fix it.
Eat a dick.
No.
Hold on. You could totally make that into, like, Let It Go.
Eat a dick.
That would be the Ben version that I sing at work
to
my boss.
Job never bothered me anyway.
These nuts.
Job never bothered me anyway.
I like Austin's setup. I'm a little jealous right now.
Yeah, he's
fucking good.
As the podcast goes on, he starts getting lower, and then the mic just like covers his face. Gets really close to napping.
For those who obviously can't see me, I'm currently laying on my back with the mic hovering over my face.
That's pretty awesome.
Pretty awesome.
Back at the old
For
place,
those who don't
like,
know,
the way the light
I'm
was,
hungry.
Gave a...
Somebody feed this fucking monster.
Why don't you tell us how you really feel?
I'm hungry. Feed me.
Can we just bring snacks for her to like podcast and stream? She just doesn't like, throw them at her.
It has just to be like
throw a banana at her face.
Yeah, just no crumbs. I'm hungry. Can't be crunchy.
Yeah, exactly.
Like granola bars are probably all right. Like the
chewy ones. Granola bars are definitely not all right. Chewy ones granola are. Bars,
but not the wrappers.
Yeah, not the wrappers. Yeah.
Like, okay, we'll just, we don't want 50 cent Wiz Khalifa
we'll
in here.
We'll pre-unwrap them before the podcast and get a bowl for her to eat.
Yes, that's a good idea.
Like M&M's are... No, because chocolate apparently is really bad. You're not supposed to drink coffee or eat chocolate before you go in front of a microphone.
Why? Let's give her mashed potatoes.
Probably because you get like...
I don't
what?
Care.
It fucks with the sound?
Yeah. Like the way chocolate. It changes your voice with the residue of coffee or chocolate in your mouth makes your voice all
give me
or
chocolate.
Give me coffee.
I don't give a fuck about
Nikki,
my
coffee.
I don't give a
chocolate.
Fuck about my coffee. I don't give a fuck about my voice.
I have chocolate free at my office, Nikki.
What?
I have chocolate free at my office.
Don't tell her that now. She just said she was hungry.
What kind of chocolate?
She's gonna know, so what's like the quietest food?
It's like chocolate and granola.
That doesn't have crumbs.
Bananas.
Yeah, oatmeal cream pies. Oatmeal cream pies, yep. Ew. Little Debbie snacks. Ones. They're fucking delicious.
Mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes. That's what I want.
Yeah, we're gross.
I just made mashed potatoes. Homemade mashed potatoes.
Homemade
with heavy cream.
Did you make them at home?
I know.
Butter, heavy cream. Yeah, I made
them. I want to go to Fridays. I'm hungry.
Jesus Christ. Silence the beast.
Her voice sounded like it lagged out.
I know. But that was actually just reality.
All right, are we almost at 45?
Can we make 46? 45. All right,
we're good. All right, we can do this. Before we're eaten alive by, you know, the hungry person over there.
She's like a little gremlin.
Yeah, I can't.
A little hungry gremlin.
What if we ate before gremlin? The podcast?
Shut up, Ben.
Good idea.
Should we start doing that?
We'd be all sleepy and stuff.
And like laying around. That's like, true. Oh, that's why true. Did I eat that?
We'd be, yeah, I'd be exactly. To, like, wake me up. Me and Austin would be on the ground like, why did we eat cheese?
Austin would be in the bathroom the whole time.
I'll be all puking over all the microphones. I'll go get my gun out of my Jeep and puke on it.
Just a good measure. Yeah, man, I've been trying to wake up early. I've been up before 8 o'clock. 3 days in a row now.
Oh, me too. No.
I wanted to go back to the throwing up thing, and Nikki wanted to change to the subject of Red vs. Blue. Okay, there are two topics I wanted to say. Well, not very long. Ben was talking about how, like, when he doesn't deal with customers, he goes and takes a shit. I used to, when I worked at a warehouse, I'm not going to say which one, I used to go into the bathroom and fall asleep while taking a shit. I would take a nap
how
at
do
work.
You take, how do you fall asleep while taking a shit?
Well, I would take
I've
shit
actually
and I would just, like,
I've
fall
done
asleep.
That.
I've like, done I'd that. Put my hands, like, on my, or put my head on my hands, on my knees.
Oh,
and
my God.
Asleep.
So you're, dude, you're breathing
really
your turd.
Well, I may have already, like, shit and flushed the toilet, but I just laid down. But then the second thing was when he was talking, or Austin was talking about eating all those foods and everything. I'm lactose intolerant, so I ate a bowl of cereal, drank the milk.
Ebola cereal.
And then had chips and salsa immediately after that.
What the hell's wrong with you?
And then ate ice cream right after that.
What the hell is wrong with you?
What the fuck is with all you lactose intolerant?
I've never
thrown
up.
That's like an Oreo of shit.
I know. I've never thrown up so much in my life immediately after eating that ice cream. I was like, I don't feel good. I fucked up. Mistakes went everywhere. It was so bad.
All right.
Like, but I was
for two lactose intolerant people, like,
brain wise, I wasn't there.
Every time we go out, you're like, I want to order something specifically made of cheese.
I want to order something that's going to destroy my life
it's
in
not
2 minutes.
Something with cheese as a topping. It's like mozzarella sticks. That's fried cheese. That's it. Or macaroni and cheese.
I made macaroni and
cheese
with cheese balls. Like deep fried mac and cheese balls. But they didn't hurt me. I don't know why. Okay.
What?
And then I think that was it. But no, what I was saying was I wasn't in my mind. I wasn't in my right mind.
I was like, I really want ice cream and milk and cheese and all the other things. That
I may
just
have
like,
been drunk
as a person
or altered in some sort of way. I don't know. That's just my story.
Well, that's a pretty good story.
Bye, asshole.
So now it's.
I'm hungry.
All right. Well, now it's just me. So I guess I will. And the podcast by myself, because I talk about how great and fantastic I am, and everybody else in the group are losers and don't ever do anything. All right, podcast 70 signing off.
Bye, everybody.